Fellas.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. A little sad to see what's going on with this account here, but I'm looking forward to hopefully a positive resolution.
Do what?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just
Oh, you're good.
going through the profile and playing phone tag with you here.
I've started looking around and I don't think I'm really wanting to do that as of right now. So I'd like to cancel it. And, also I was messing with my Google profile and it won't let me do anything. It says, I guess it has y'all listed as the primary owner,
Yeah, we're
the
a
Google
premier
business
Google
profile.
partner on the, we're not the primary owner, but we did create the GBP. Yeah, so when it comes from a Google partner, it's created in-house here. And then also, this is the other thing, like you're on a 6-month prepaid contract. Yeah, so like your initial invoice was 1300 for 6 months. It's pretty much locked in until August 20th. Like they won't have a way to like prorate the balance and then reimburse you on a prepaid like that. That's why they send it to you in writing. It's like a contract.
Well, I thought that I asked whenever, I don't know if it was talking with you or the other lady that I dealt with. I thought whenever I prepaid, it was we would pay for 6 months, but if we canceled it early, we would be reimbursed until the last month that we used it till.
No, it's month to month normally, and that's what we had originally offered you. Because I was the one who set it up and did the initial transaction and everything. So, and then I gave you the options to do six, like 3 months, 6 months, and 12 month prepays. And so that you chose the 6 month prepay option to save you another $500 on what it normally would have cost over 6 months if you paid it 1 month at a time. Yeah. So when you do it that way, it's prepaid in the contract. So it covered it. It covers you all the way until August 20th. And we're only 3 weeks into it. But as far as like your verification, getting everything resolved, we're a premier Google partner, so it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. I don't know who else you were talking to about your online marketing, but I'm sure if you were to mention Local Splash and like they could just look us up, like is Local Splash a Google partner? They should have known that you were in as good a hands as you could get into already. So as far as like resolving the verification, there were things I think they requested from you in order to move forward with the verification, and that's kind of where things got hung up, right?
No, I mean, I went through and did the video and all. Now that didn't work, and then they did come back with they wanted me to shorten the video and send it back again to Google.
They trimmed the video
That was
down
all
and then
fine,
uploaded
but
it.
yeah, but then I just started going through some things and it, I don't know.
Yeah, the GBP still needs video verification though. So like the video that you sent in for your GBP and Yelp, yeah, and then I know you requested ownership of the GBP in your service agreement. Like once the 6 months is up, if you want to cancel it, which obviously I'm hoping by that time you don't want to and you're having a better experience than what you're feeling now, which I shouldn't say hope. I know you will. You're only 3 weeks into it. You haven't even gotten verified yet, right? But if you were to leave, I guess what I'm getting at is the GBP credentials and everything will be released to you. We don't hold anything from any of the business owners, even if we create it for them. So you're still the owner of it technically. It just has us on there because we created it, right? So it's just showing us as owner and then added you as a manager to it. So you should still have full access to it and be able to make changes as the owner. As far as like how it's tagged, it doesn't switch that around until like we release it to you. Otherwise, we're just hosting it as of right now, up until August 20th. But the GBP is not going to rank unless we do the verification. So you've
Once we
already
get
done
the
the,
ver
yeah, you've already done the client interview, like, you're basically going through the hardest part is setting everything up, right? You've gotten like 75% through setting everything up. Now we just need the video verification. So that way, because because we can't list anything on the first page unless it's verified by Google, right?
Yeah.
So we need that video verification that they requested, and then we'll go ahead and be able to post you. Once you're, hindsight's 20/20 with this. So once you're listed and actually receiving clients from it, then your whole perspective on it will change. But I think right now you're getting frustrated with the initial part. And it's like,
well,
you only got to get verified one time for as long as you own
your I would rather work with somebody local where I can talk with them. And, you know, the lady that I was working with on the website couldn't understand most of what she was talking to me about. I'd just rather be able to sit down, you know, talk
was
over
it
what I'm wanting to do. And I can't remember her name.
Okay, let me see who they have as the account manager here.
I want to say it was a California number.
Yeah, it should be. Because we're right next to Google. If you look up Local Splash and then Google Building 1, we're literally right across the street from Google. Like, they don't have a Google in North Carolina. We just do it all over the country. All right, so let me see here. Your AM. Okay, account manager. Oh, maybe it was Selena. She sounded like kind of Spanish.
There's Tommy. I don't know. It's making a pain. And
We can get you a
found
different
someone
AM.
Local that I think I'd rather work with, and that's I'd rather just cancel it and do whatever.
I hear you. I mean, the cancellation is not really possible in terms of, like, releasing the credentials for the GBP and, you know what I mean? It's a six-month prepaid agreement. As far as, like, terminating it, it would be, like, burning $1,300. I don't understand how that's a logical option at all. I thought it was a three-month agreement until I went and looked at it, and then I'm like, oh, this was a full six-month prepay.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I mean, it's billed all the way through August 20th, 2026. You're not even a month into it. We're not even at the first month. Will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we had gotten the video verification, because you're going to have to do that no matter what. I don't know if you know that, Drew. Like, even if you have somebody
locally, I know I'm going to have to do it, but I'd rather do it with somebody that can design me more of what I was asking for and be able to
see,
not have the language barrier, have somewhere to...
What are you looking for? You're saying,
like,
I
the
want
website?
Yeah.
We talked about doing AI pictures, and every picture you could tell. I mean, it's, you know, because I told her, she asked if I'd like to use some filler photos. I said, yeah, sure, that's fine. But I'd like to see them before and be able to approve them. And
before they were submitted.
Now, which she didn't post the website, or, you know, the website couldn't go live yet, but
right.
There wasn't a single photo that looked realistic. Now, maybe to somebody that's never seen equipment, you know, that might work, but if a contractor looks at it, they're going to say, there's no way that I'm ever using this person.
Right.
And then you could take any of the stuff that, like, any of the descriptions, you could copy and paste it into Google, and it would come up with 15 other companies that had the same, I mean, it was almost word for word with different name in it.
From the my site? Like, the content that's on it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, I see your site now, and it's not live yet, but I'm looking at the actual layout of it. I see the content. I see our services. You're talking about, like, these overhead aerial photos that they have in here in the About Us section or the background?
The aerial photos are the ones that the drone shots are real.
Okay.
But if you go under, like, say you go under septic system installation or septic installation.
Okay, I'm on it.
There's not a...
Just a trench?
To somebody
like
that works... Yeah. There's
two that look the same almost. The septic portion one and then the septic system installation almost looks like the same job.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know if she's changed it again since we talked about it the last time, but there was like, is there not a handheld tool on there that looks like it's out of a movie and a septic system underground that looks like a
no,
maybe part of a nuclear station?
No, not at all.
No. So there's nothing you can do to release the stuff?
The credentials for your GBP and then the site that we're developing, I mean,
I don't care about the site.
I
the Google
you.
Business Profile, I would like to.
Yeah, it's under a six-month agreement for SEO on the GBP, and then we still have to verify it as a Google partner as well. Like, if it's not verified, it's going to be hard to release it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you can't turn that to where, I'm sorry, I don't know a whole lot about computers, but you can't take it to where I'm just the only person on it then?
Oh, no, we would manage it for the six-month period. You know, we submit that.
That's okay, what I'm, yeah. Well, I mean, you can't just not have,
So real quickly, do you have the Local Splash app?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have your login credentials for the app as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. When you go in there, there is a section where it says promoted URL and then like website editor. And obviously the website's not live yet, but if you click on that, it'll give you the site before it's gone live. And then like also there's been leads that they started capturing from, looks like Facebook in there as well. But through there, you have access to everything. Like you have access to everything through that app. As far as like the ownership transfer, because we built it, it's going to stay like that until the timeline has ended, which would be till August 20th. That's why I was telling you, if you already paid for these services, and even though it's like severely discounted, we put all these services in there for you. Canceling it would be redundant. And I'm sorry you feel this way. I don't know what's damaged the relationship to the point where you feel like it's like beyond repair. But, you know, nevertheless, you're a month into a six-month service agreement. I mean, I don't think you would feel that way if we actually got through the verification, allow us to fulfill everything that's promised to you, but you're pulling the plug on it 3 weeks into it. So
yeah.
I'm just trying to understand what the change happened between the last time we spoke in the 3 week period. And I get you've said, hey, some of these agents that I talked to, there was a language barrier there, but I don't see how that would negatively affect the fulfillment if I just go in there and say, hey,
I would just rather work with someone one-on-one.
Okay. So do you want me to be the one following up with you one-on-one on the account? You don't want to talk to the other?
No, I'm talking about, like, sit down with somebody and be able to go over it and, you know, get it figured out. So that's where I'm at with it.
You can do that, though. You can do that through your dashboard right there. Like, if you go into your dashboard, there's a website editor right there. It's a Wix site. So anybody that knows what they're doing with computers, if you want to customize the website. But, I mean, we have a team of graphic designers in-house, too, where it's like if you tell us you want to make a revision to your site, it's a part of the hosting, your website could be changed any moment. You just let us know, whether text or call. You say, hey, this is what I want to do. You send it a picture of another site. Hey, this is what I want to do. Make it look like this. They say, okay, give us 24 hours. They change it. I can understand, too, if you want to sit down with somebody and make those modifications, you could do that through your app, too, in the website editor. So we don't block you from having access to the stuff just because we're the ones that are hosting it and being able to develop the content. The business owner still has the ability to go in there and change the content.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're not cut off from anything. It's not like we're taking it and holding it hostage. You have full access to it there through your dashboard. But also a part of the service is that we were supposed to be here to be able to do that for you. So I think that's what's happening is like you ask for a change on the site. Now the website doesn't look the same already. Like they've made those revisions. They keep working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. All no, right. Websites
I'll look at
are
it
always.
Whenever I get back to the house and I'll.
Because they're always evolving, Drew. It's never like
any business owner we work with,
it's not like, oh, here's your website, that's it, you can't do anything. It's like, we modify the websites daily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to resolving
look at
this.
It whenever.
I sent you my direct number and extension, by the way. So if there is, I know I sent it when you signed up, and I resent it right now, too. So you can get back to me directly. You don't have to go through the customer service if you're having issues and you don't like who you're speaking with, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Drew. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.